At a lab at the University of Delaware, chemical engineer Richard Wool is utilizing everything from plants to chicken feathers to make things like tractors and sneakers. He sat down for our series, So What Do You Do?, where we pair a scientist with a layperson for down-to-earth conversations about science. Shoshana Martiniak, editor of The Jewish Voice, asked him,
So what do you do?
I teach and I do research.
What does your research mostly focus on?
My research looks at green chemistry and engineering. So what we do in particular is we make a lot of materials and we design new materials and processes that are economically feasible while at the same time reducing the impact to the environment and people's health. It's our job to be able to look at molecules that nature provides and then be able to understand how we can use these molecules from renewable resources to give us the same set of properties.
You're also looking at not just the environment, but how it affects people's health?
Absolutely. Let's say we want to replace foam. Why do we want to do that? Because we know that the chemicals that are used to make foams, they're highly toxic. This is a major problem for foam manufacturers, actually.
What made you interested in this field?
It's something that I grew into over the years when I began a program in biodegradable plastics. We realized that with the shortages of petroleum, we should look to renewable resources, such as things that would grow in the field. At the time, there was a huge corn surplus, and the corn board had asked us to see if we could make all of our plastics out of cornstarch and the cellulose that comes with the corn cobs. So instead of working with petroleum-based materials, we're working with plants.
What kind of plants do you use?
We've been using soybean oil. We developed methodologies to build tractors. We built tractors for John Deere out of soybeans. We can build bridges out of this stuff. And so we've now commercialized that process. Fiberglass, hot tubs, boats, it can all be made using these kind of soybeans.
How about other things besides plants? What else do you use?
We use a lot of chicken feathers. Because we're in Delaware, the foremost agricultural products in Delaware are soybeans and chickens.
How do you get them?
There is actually a company that retrieves the feathers from the chicken processing plants. We have ways of treating the chicken feathers so they firm up and carbonize them when we heat treat them so they won't melt in plastic processing operations. And so we've made some very exciting electronic materials, circuit boards, using soybeans and chicken feathers.
Are you finding that younger scientists are interested in green chemistry?
Yeah, I would say that this is the probably one of the more popular courses at the University of Delaware. In fact, I could be teaching it morning, noon, and night and probably not run out of students.
How about people who go on? That they don't just take the class, then they want to sort of move forward with...
Yeah, the people who are trained in green chemistry and engineering never lose it. This issue of are we polluting? Are we generating systems that are not going to hurt the environment? Do we have a reduced carbon footprint? I, as the engineer, what can I do to improve it? These questions will be coming up for the rest of their lives.